Maybe because this is surprise, surprise. Yes. How are you? Hello. Is anybody out there? So I am connected just for a little while. We had a problem with Instagram with the Spanish. Tuvimos un problema con el español, but we are gonna upload it soon. Okay. Hello. Thank you. Thank you for being here, guys. Thank you. So I'm connected only for a little while. I chose at the theme today for what's it called? The changes that we are going through, the changes of consciousness, the humanity awakening, and everything that we have to get ready for. So I hope I find you in a good mood to relax, to enjoy. Again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you. I know there was no announcements, but I said at least I connect before I'm going to Avalon. I'm actually leaving to Avalon this coming Tuesday. And then I'm coming back to Malaga just for a couple of days. March 1st, I will be going back home to Los Angeles to see my family after a long, long time. So happy, happy that you are here. And again, this will be kind of short, but I just wanted to say hello. I wanted to let you know that our monthly class it will be coming up. Actually, I'm coming back from Avalon, and then I think 2 days later, I think Wednesday. Let's see, 26, 27. I think Wednesday, the 28th, forgiveness lead to peace. And I think this is what we need right now. Yes, a little bit more peace in the world. So anyway, thank you again for being here. I'm gonna say the I am the I. If you are in a safe place and you want to close your eyes, I am the I. I come forth from the void into light. I am the breath that nurtures life. I am that emptiness, that wholeness beyond all consciousness, the I, the it, the all. I draw my bow of rainbows across the waters, the continuum of minds with manners. I am the incoming and outgoing of breath, the invisible, untouchable breath, the undefinable atom of creation. I am the I. So again, thank you so much for being here with no previous announcement. I appreciate you and your company here. So I'll tell you what I did. I was looking through my book, Zero Frequency. You know, I have many books, but I was looking, going through, you know, pages and themes in my Zero Frequency book. And I got to this section where it says, all thinking gives way to new. And I think that's what we are going through. We need to start thinking differently. We need to open our minds to get out of the box, to realize that the world really has changed, and it will keep changing. It will keep changing because we are in a transition to something better, but we still have a lot to clean. Let's put it this way. So here in my Zero Frequency book, it says in his best-selling book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey explains the term paradigm shift was introduced by Thomas Kuhn or Kuhn in his highly influential landmark book, The Structure of Scientific Revolutions. And I think we are in another revolution, yes? And we just need to stay still. We need to again be open-minded and question everything, even our thoughts, yes, our beliefs. Kant shows how almost every significant breakthrough in the field of scientific endeavor is first a break with tradition, with all ways of thinking, with all paradigms. Actually, last month, the theme of my monthly class was change your paradigm, change your future. Yes, and that's actually what we need to work on, because everything that we've been accumulating in our subconscious mind is all memories that don't work anymore. And if you are willing to let go, if you are willing to give permission to divinity to erase, to transmute, you can really be inspired and you can really change your life. But if you are gonna stay stuck with, you know, you are always right, you always have to have the last word, you know better, that's when we get in trouble. He goes on to say, our paradigms are the way we see the world or circumstances, not in terms of our visual sense of sight, but in terms of perceiving, understanding, and interpreting. Remember, I always tell you, we are always interpreting, and we are interpreting from memories. You understand? We replay memories unless we stop, unless we, again, allow divinity to erase. Paradigms are inseparable from character. Being is seeing in the human dimension. And what we see is highly interrelated to what we are. We cannot go very far to change our seeing without simultaneously changing our being, and vice versa. Science is now realizing that many theories, interpretations, and assumptions were wrong or incomplete. One of the pioneers insisting on the need to educate our young people based on different values and principles is Greg Braden, and many of you know him. He graduated from the University of Montana with an BA in geology. This expert in computer system and researcher of consciousness stresses that we will not be able to solve our problems and challenges based on the old ways of thinking. So the education system must once and for all embrace the new trends. I wouldn't say the new trends that are in our schools, that are going on in our schools right now, okay? Because those are going in a different direction. Slowly and surely, people are realizing what a crazy society we have created. We put people in boxes and convert them into ordinary, normal human beings. And if they don't behave or think accordingly, we medicate them. Aldous Huxley said, the tendency of the masses is towards mediocrity. Keep focus, keep moving. Do not allow other people's opinion to influence you and make you doubt what your instinct tells you. So this is time to believe in ourselves, to question everything, to really listen more to our hearts than, you know, our minds. Yeah. So again, everything realized maybe is not true what you think, what you believe. Yeah. So it is time, you know, we are going through a revolution in everywhere and everything right now in our world. So it is time for us to change. And do not allow other people's opinion, because, you know, we just want to be part of the crowd. Yeah, we don't want us to be singled out. We don't want to be, call names, make fun of, you know. You have to be willing, because when you believe, when you are sure here in your heart, you don't care what other people say, or if they make fun of you, they tell you they are in a, I don't know, in a sect. How do you say in English? Well, I don't remember, but you know, a cult, that you're in a cult or something. Just laugh. Are you happy? The most important thing is that you are happy, no matter what you practice, no matter what you believe. If you are happy, that's it. That's the most important. So are you willing to say yes to your gut feelings, even if it means being different? This year, I spoke before, well, this book was published in 2020. This year, I spoke before 1,200 high school students in Puebla, Mexico. I was impressed by how they listened to me attentively for 90 minutes. At the end, I asked who wanted to share, ask questions or comments, and I was shocked at how many of them came to the stage to share how they related to the message. I'm grateful for the opportunity that God gives me to share with young people, really. I want to reach as many of them as I can with my message so they can be happy now. While writing this book, I spoke to at several high schools in Mexico and Spain, and I had more attention from them than I really expected. The students shared stories, great testimonies, and really enjoy working very much with them. In Malaga, Spain, I presented in a high school that some of the more problematic students attend, including some who were expelled from other schools. At the end of my presentation, one student asked me, "And how long does it take to get to zero?" He was so sweet and so sincere. He spoke really from his heart. That question came from his heart. He really wanted to know how to live at zero frequency. He liked it. I really wanted to hug him in that moment. I told him, how fast you get to zero is all up to you. You decide moment by moment, you can be happy now. Yeah, so you decide, you know, in what dimension, what timeline, if you engage with the melodrama or not, if you believe in yourself, if you're willing to work on yourself. Young people are more ready for the new paradigm than we think. And many of them already practice some aspects of what you have learned in this book. So if you don't have my zero frequency book, maybe this is the right time to get it. Okay, and it's in audio form, it is, we have the electronic version, whatever works for you. I highly recommend it. They already come with different chips, different perceptions, and they are much more open-minded. Many of them don't have to be told to think out of the box. They are waiting for us. You understand? That's the thing, we want them to act like us, to behave in a certain way, to, you know, again, we are programming them like we've been programmed, and it's not working, as probably you know already. This is why I wrote a children's book, The Easier Way to Grow, for children from 3 to 100 years old. Actually, the adults needed more than the children. In a companion audio to the book, I compile all the messages that changed my life. Really, you know, I woke up close to my 40s and I always said, how come I didn't wake up sooner, you know, or earlier, you know, my life would have been so different if I knew this. So I put all that in audio. Well, the book actually comes with audio and videos, with the weird stories that I heard from Dr. Ijaliakala, a student, things that happened to me, and that opened my mind, you know, that helped me to open my mind. We shouldn't have our children go through what we went through, only to find out 40 years later that they have wasted their lives. I think it's very important for our kids to be happy now. Thank God a lot of people are reconsidering and are looking to unschooling and homeschooling their kids. Many kids who have given such alternative education are now giving them amazing talks on the internet. And I highly recommend, I actually do it in the book, when you have a moment, look up Logan LaPlante's TEDx University of Nevada talk on how homeschooling makes them happy people. Okay, and then I go into another area, spirituality is the foundation, and really, My spirituality, it is the foundation. Don't look anywhere else. I'm always telling you, I'm not selling Ho'oponopono because I know there are other ways. This is the easiest way, you know, and I can assure you that this works for everybody. It's not for everybody. But what is it that makes you happy? What is it that helps you? And that's what you have to do. Don't even try anything else. Okay, so, and this is not from my book, but I want to share with you. It says, the truth can no longer be denied. Humanity as a whole has been experiencing an awakening for decades. And we are now at the epicenter of profound changes. At this juncture, it is imperative not to get entangled in the drama of a world in transition. Instead, we must look inward and empower ourselves to create the life we desire, cultivating the state of consciousness we prefer. So again, being awakened, be present, being alert, make conscious decisions, yeah, choices. The times to come will test each individual. It will touch everybody, you know? But again, it depends. It can touch you in different ways, yes? If you are prepared, if you are willing to do your inner work. You must decide whether to hold on to your old beliefs, no matter how outdated or false, or embrace a new understanding of yourself and the world. This is the essence of a great divide, a schism between those who seek evolution and those who submit to external control. So this reminded me of the path less traveled, yes? And how Dr. Ihaliakala always told us, if you see a train full of people going that way, but there is another train that goes that way and there is only one person on that train, go on that train because that person knows. Yeah, so stop following the crowd, okay? And just follow your inspiration. It is pivotal moment in human history and your choices matter. Will you continue to cede your sovereignty and responsibility to outside authorities, or you will empower yourself to shape your own reality? So it is up to you, okay? We are in the midst of profound changes, and the most important task now is not to engage in a drama of a dying world, but to turn inward and empower ourselves to create the life we desire from a higher state of consciousness. As the world undergoes its transformation, you can cultivate your own inner garden of peace, wisdom, and love. The inner sanctuary is your refuge in the midst of the storms of change. And change is inevitable. So now you have to be ready and say, here I am, you know, and I'm ready. That's why next class that will be on the 28th at 12 p.m. Los Angeles time, first of all, is live via Zoom. You can talk to me, ask questions. You can send your questions in advance. If you cannot be live, I will answer them and you will get the recording. And you also get 30 days of our Ho'oponopono community, our family, our Ho'oponopono family. And then you get our forum chat, 24/7 cleaning, where you can put cleaning requests, etc. And then you have daily inspirational cards, weekly inspirational audios, and a lot of other stuff. I want you to know that I think we have already the day for Zagreb. If I'm not mistaken, it will be November 30th. Soon, you know, a week or 2 weeks at the most will be already on our calendar. And I'm sure other things will show up. If you participated in other Ho'oponopono training, you qualify as an absentee, as you know, and you get the benefits of the cleaning. So I have some Spanish trainees coming up, Medellin, Colombia, Monterrey, Mexico, soon will be Argentina, Uruguay, Chile, and other places. So those are open if you want to participate as absentees. Well, if anything that you heard here helped, I will appreciate a like, a share, a comment, that you subscribe, you know the whole drill. But that helps for the message to go out more. Yes? So if you want to help me to make a difference, I will really appreciate it. We are going to do the breathing now for Instagram, because maybe you are not, well, you are not seeing this. For the, if you want to know more about the monthly class and the benefits that you get as a member, for the class Forgiveness Lead to Peace, mabelkatz.com/QA. mabelkatz.com/QA. Let's do the breathing hand together. Are you ready? So remember, this is a Ho'oponopono cleaning tool. We sit with the back straight, feet on the floor. We put these three fingers together. But then I open and I form the infinity sign with both hands. Yeah, so three fingers together. Then I interlock it to form the infinity sign. Then I put it on my legs, whatever is comfortable to you. And if you are in a safe place and you want to close your eyes, that will be wonderful. What we do is we inhale and exhale through the nose. We only breathe and count when we use this tool. So I inhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then I hold my breath 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then I exhale through the nose 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then I hold again 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That is one time, but we do that 7 times. Let's do it. Everybody okay? Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Actually, I have something here that, oh, I think I found it. Okay. When USA, I don't know. I go where they invite me. Touching your life. Thank you, Sharon. There is nothing out there, inside job, no matter what. Yeah, and especially in these times, I hope you guys get it, that it's all about working on ourselves. Milena says, I love you, Mabel. I'm born and raised in Belgrade, live in Sweden. Now I will come to Croatia to December seminar. Beautiful. And hug you in person and Carmen too. Wonderful, Milena. Wishing you a safe flight and many blessings. Thank you, Christine. And then we have people from Argentina. And oh my God, I got you live, Christine. Thank you. Let go and trust, Robert G1. Thank you. He says, a kiss for your grandchild. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing her. I mean, the changes have been unbelievable. She's so big now. Thanks so much for submitting this live video in English. Wonderful, Mike. Welcome. Usually if I do it in Spanish, I always do after in English. I don't forget you guys. And I invite you all, Vela, I'll see you in a couple of days in Avalon. Vela says, yes, the way everything. So Vela is gonna come with our Spanish crowd to Avalon with us. Looking forward to. Okay, guys, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna say the peace of I. So remember, the 28th is the monthly class. It's live. We can talk. You can ask questions live or send your questions prior. And you have for 30 days all the benefits of the membership. We are putting new products and things. Actually, this month we are putting The Easiest Way to Understanding Ho'oponopono, my book. And then you have the Mount Shasta trip. There are a lot of channeling and meditations and things. I'm sure you're gonna enjoy it. A lot of good stuff. Okay, and a lot of cleaning tools also in videos that we put there for you. So there is an exclusive library, and I hope you guys are using it. Okay, so that will be forgiveness to that leads to peace. It's gonna be the 28th, 12 p.m. Los Angeles time. Okay? Thank you, thank you, thank you. The peace of I, peace be with you, all my peace, the peace that is I, the peace that is I am, the peace for now, always, forever and evermore. My peace I give to you, my peace I live with you. Not the world's peace, but only my peace, the peace of I. Love you guys. Thank you. Take good care of yourself. And look inside. Now, Padilla. Bye.